This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back to the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Allison, and today's episode was one I was not planning on at all. I actually was fully in the Christmas spirit, gonna take some time off, but then the Kennedys hit us with about 15 million different news stories last week, so it was impossible for me not to record and just report on all of them. I literally have four things that are in the news this week. So that's what this episode will solely be about, is filling you guys in on those four things. Also, a little life update for you. I finally got smart and added a little desk into my closet, and I have a tiny closet, so it's really compact in here, but I have a desk and a chair and like a little area in my closet now to podcast in, which is super fun. So I'm like in my little spot and my feet aren't falling asleep because they're literally me on the floor on a Pelican case. So I'll post a little pic on my Instagram so you guys know, can see the glamour of my new space. I don't know. It does feel a lot better to have a desk in here. So finally, I did that after, it'll be 2 years in April. There's your update. There's my in the news. Now let's get to the Kennedy news.
Big news story of the past 7 days.
First, I want to preface before I get started that most of everything that I'm going to be saying, apart from me just chatting like this right now, will be read from a source. I'll give you the sources because I can't reword the facts. Basically, it's kind of hard to do that. So I will be reading a lot today to fill you guys in and inserting different clips from different interviews about the things that I'm talking about and whatever. So just know that I did not write all of this myself, that, you know, it'll be heavily sourced out. Okay, first up is some massive news that we got this week, that Biden finally released about 1,500 more assassination documents from the National Archives, but that still leaves like 10,000-ish that are not released. So there's still a lot kept under wraps, even after all these years. But we did get about, 1,500 more. So everyone was excited, thinking that we would learn some new things about this. According to CNN, though, frustrated JFK researchers say there is little new to learn in Wednesday's release of previously classified documents collected as part of the government review in the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It says that the vast majority of the almost 1,500 documents released by the National Archives as new appear to be duplicates of previously released documents, with only a few redacted words now revealed, often the names of CIA case officer or the location of an overseas agency station that investigators had already pieced together. So there's truly from this, like, nothing new at all, and everyone's super disappointed. In this article, it says that University of Virginia's Larry Sabato said it's always the next time. He's a leading scholar of the assassination, and he called the redactions that were removed in Wednesday's release minimal and worthless. He says, the reason it's so important is not so much that we're going to find a smoking gun that changes the entire theory of who killed Kennedy, he said. The lack of transparency and the fact that getting these documents after 58 years is like pulling a whole mouthful of teeth, it tells you why we have so many conspiracy theories. Okay, now I'm going to insert a clip here from an interview that CBS News did. It was part of a big story, but they interviewed Philip Sheehan, and he was a former Washington and foreign correspondent for the New York Times. And he actually wrote an opinion piece on Politico that I highly recommend that you go read. Of course, it's opinion piece, and normally I don't share stuff like that, but I would go read it if I was you. So listen to this clip from him.
Philip Sheehan has studied the Kennedy assassination.
Do you think the government is hiding something?
I think they're hiding a lot of evidence to suggest incompetence, that the CIA and the FBI knew a lot about Lee Harvey Oswald in the months before the assassination and failed to act on that information.
Okay, from what I found, though, it did look to be that there was some newish evidence that stated that Oswald met with the KGB before JFK's assassination, and that was apparently revealed in these records. So I need to read a little more into this myself, but there is a New York Post article about that if you want to check it out. So that wraps up everything for the assassination records right now. I might report back on that or if there's more developments in the future. I myself have opened a few of them, read through, but remember, there's 1,500, so it's not like I could, tackle all of that in 4 days. So I'm going to read more into it myself and get back to you guys on that in the future. Next up, some happy news. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger Pratt, according to People, are expecting baby number 2. They haven't personally confirmed it yet, but normally when it hits People, it's fact. So because People confirmed it, I am really excited about it and hope it's true. And congratulations to Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger Pratt, who, if you don't remember who she is Una Shriver's granddaughter, Maria Shriver's daughter. Next up, President Biden nominated Caroline Kennedy officially to be ambassador to Australia, which is awesome. So I'm actually going to just insert a clip from 9 News Australia here talking about this.
The daughter of the late US President John F. Kennedy will become the new US ambassador to Australia. Joe Biden nominated Caroline Kennedy, highlighting the importance of Australia's relationship with the United States.
American political royalty headed for Canberra. Caroline Kennedy, lawyer, author, Democrat, diplomat, now ambassador to Australia. In a statement saying, "I would be honoured to represent President Biden in a country that is as vital to our future security and prosperity as Australia. I'm always grateful to the courageous Solomon Islanders and Australian Coast Watchers who rescued my father during World War II, and if confirmed, I will work hard to repay this debt."
And last but certainly not least, Carrie and her brother Chris Kennedy finally spoke out in an interview with CBS about the possible parole for Sirhan Sirhan, who murdered their father, Robert F. Kennedy. So I'm going to let them speak for themselves, of course. So here's a few clips that I'll probably kind of put together because it's like a 10-minute interview or so. I'll splice some clips together so you can kind of get an idea of it. I would recommend going to watch it. I have, of course, watched the whole thing actually a few times, and I'm just glad that they spoke out about it and gave their opinions and their sides and their fight for what they believe in the news of this possible parole.
All those times when you want your father, when my brother David died, where's my dad? When my brother Michael died, where's my dad? When I got married and I walked down that aisle alone.
We've all been through thousands of hours of therapy, 28-day programs, all sorts of things to, well, recover from the damage and the crime. We are living with it every day.
He had a war he wanted to end.
No more Vietnam.
He had pain he wanted to heal in our country.
If we let this antagonism and almost hatred control all of our emotions toward one another, we're just going to be in great difficulty.
That was taken away from all of us, not just Chris and me, but you and everybody in this audience.
The board decided that Sirhan Sirhan was no longer a threat to society and recommended his release.
Sirhan Sirhan killed our father. He also shot 5 other people that night. 5 other people. He hasn't apologized, taken responsibility for killing our father or for the other 5 people. What would that do to your soul? Wouldn't you be walking around saying, "Oh my God, how did this happen? How do I stop this? I'm so sorry. How can I make this up to you?" None of that.
Most of Kennedy's children, as well as Ethel Kennedy herself at 93, were shocked. But 2 of their brothers, Douglas Kennedy and Robert Kennedy Jr., split with the family and applauded news of the release.
There's 100 members of our family, of, you know, the descendants of Joe and Rose Kennedy, and we're very close to all of them. And there's 2 members of our family who don't agree. And anybody who's ever been part of a big family knows that that's sort of how it shakes out.
In a letter to the parole board, RFK Jr. wrote, quote, "Any opposition to Mr. Sirhan's release, simply based on the crime, is contrary to the law and contrary to the concepts of redemption and forgiveness."
For a victim, there's a spiritual process of forgiving, and I did that a very, very long time ago.
You have forgiven him?
Yeah.
Have you too, Chris?
No, absolutely not. No. We're Catholics. We're not haters. We believe in forgiveness. But forgiveness has to come after an apology and a recognition of the act itself and the damage that was done. And that has not happened.
All right, guys, that's all I got. I'm releasing this, and if there's new news that comes out today, tomorrow, the next day, I probably will not be covering it till after Christmas, but I will post about stuff on Instagram always. So keep up with me there if you don't follow me already at Kennedy Dynasty. I am taking a break, but I'm going to post a throwback episode for next week. So if you guys are new here and you haven't listened to all of my episodes yet, I will be posting a little holiday one that I recorded last Christmas. So check it out. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday season. I'll be back in the new year. I've got an interview lined up actually right after the 1st of January that I know you guys are going to be so excited to hear. So make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss anything. And please, as my Christmas gift, I would really, really, really appreciate you guys just taking a second, please. I hate asking for this all the time, but it really, really, really helps me in searchability and going up charts, all kinds of things like that. So as my gift, will you please rate the podcast 5 stars? And if you haven't already, write a positive written review on Apple Podcasts. I would truly just appreciate that so very much. I want to say, before the year closes out, that I am so, so thankful. Once again, I feel like I say this a lot, but it's true. I'm so, so thankful for all of your support and encouragement and everything on this podcast. As I've said before, it just became something I never imagined. It's grown so very much, especially this year. I have done some amazing interviews this year, had seen so much growth, and just had experiences through this that I never would have thought possible. And it's really, really, really humbling and exciting. And I'm excited for this next year and seeing what continues to grow from it. It's truly just an honor to do. It's so much fun. It's so much work and so many hours. I mean, I have another job and a family and all kinds of stuff, but I truly work on this podcast probably between, 30 to 40 hours a week. There's so much behind the scenes that goes on. I'm working on the book. I research to record. I have to keep everything going on, you know, with social media, constant growth, constant reach outs, constant promotion. I mean, it's just a lot of work, but I am telling you, I truly enjoy it so much, and it's paying off just in a lot of ways. So thank you guys for all of your encouragement, all of your support, for telling your friends and your family about the podcast, for posting about it, for just downloading it. I have no words to properly tell you how much I appreciate it. And it's just given me something for me that has been an interest for so long, and one that I didn't really think many people shared. And I was so, so wrong. I knew people loved the Kennedys, but I didn't realize that there were so many people that were just as interested as me. I am learning every single day. So thank you for learning alongside me. And yeah, that was long-winded, but I just am so appreciative. I hope you guys, again, have a happy holiday season, and I'll talk to you in the new year.
Come on and vote for Kennedy. Vote for Kennedy. Keep America strong. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling along. Vote for Kennedy.
The Korean War has sadly been known as the Forgotten War, but half a century earlier, the United States was locked in a bloody conflict in Asia that's been all but erased from the history books. Hi, I'm Alex Hasty, the host of Ohio vs. the World, an American history podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. In our newest episode, we speak to experts about the Philippine-American War, America's first Asian counterinsurgency conflict. The heroes, the villains, we'll discuss President McKinley, Admiral Dewey, the vicious brutality of the fighting, and the scandals and war crimes that nearly sunk Theodore Roosevelt's presidency. Check out our show, Ohio vs. the World, on the Evergreen Podcast Network for our new episode about America's most forgotten war. Now back to the show.